A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Don't be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you don't understand these things? Truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we've seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you don't believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Brothers and sisters, I would like to share some reflections on today's text, particularly the section when it says, "Don't be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from, where it goes." I live in South Africa. It's a country where you have born-again Christians at every corner. The youth in other parts of the world don't like to go to church. Here it's the opposite. They're flocking to those churches of Pentecostals and other new churches where they say you need to be born again. So in a certain way, it's not my cup of tea. I don't feel like being born again. I'm happy to be born the way I am. I've been a Christian all my life, since the very first day actually, because I was born the very first day I was alive in an emergency situation, and the baptism was sort of confirmed later. So I'm definitely not a born again in that sense. But still, when I read the text today to prepare this homily, suddenly it started to make sense to me. I said, maybe we should look at what it means to be born again, even if you're not like the born agains that are down the road from my house where I stay now. There's something very interesting in this text. When Jesus says, the wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it goes. The word spirit, as we all know, also means wind. So it's all about trying to figure out what God might be. The problem with us Christians is that we think we know who God is and what he is. In fact, we don't. The little we know comes from Jesus. Otherwise, we're completely in the blind. And there's nothing more dangerous than the people who pretend they know God. That's the beginning of a dictatorship. In fact, God is a mystery. It's a lifelong journey to go into the mystery of God. And every time we think we know, it means we're on the wrong track. But we must follow what Jesus says to us. And I found the image he gives here is very interesting. In fact, there are two images. The one we know it well is heaven and earth. The earth is below and heaven is above us. And we've been trained, we've been groomed into seeing that heavenly things are above. To a certain point, that is helpful. Because to look upwards makes us dream. And we said, yes, God is somewhere there. And the angels and everything. And down is the earthly things, is the flesh, is what we know, what we know all too well. But the problem is that this image has a limit, especially today when we go into the space. And as Gagarin, the Russian cosmonaut, said, "I went up there, I didn't find God." So we have another image here, which is the wind. We hear the wind, so we know somehow this some way, but we don't know where it comes from. And I think this image is very helpful to try to figure out what God, and more specifically in this case the Spirit, might be. There's a sense of freedom in the wind. The wind goes where it likes. And I think when we say we're born again, it means we're born to freedom. Jesus tried to give a lesson of freedom to his disciples. He didn't tell them do this or that. He said be free like the wind. And this new world, this new experience to which he opens us, it's an experience of freedom. So I think this text of the Gospel, in the Gospel of John, gives us some insights to what God could, what God might be. And definitely John wrote this Gospel a few decades after the departure of Jesus, must have meditated again and again the message that he had heard and that he's been told about. So in conclusion, I would like to invite you to try to dream about what this wind, which is blowing anywhere, anyhow, could be. And to let's be taken by it. Let's not pretend that you can get hold of God. Nobody can catch the wind and put the wind in a box. We cannot box the wind. And the same way, we cannot box the Spirit. Amen.